the roster got pieced together, and now is what you're carrying into the opener. You like what you got?
Yeah, I mean, we got a, you know, like I said before, we got a lot of young players. You know, we always look forward to seeing those guys. We like what we've seen in the preseason, so I'm excited to see them in real action now.
Yeah, young guys turn a coach's hair gray sometimes. I mean, is that just something you have to put up with a little bit?
Yeah, you know, anytime you get that much turnover, you know, it's going to be, you know, there's questions. You know, you never know how a guy's going to react in a real game. So, but I feel confident because we gave them a lot of reps during preseason, and you know, they're practicing well, and they seem to be ready to go.
D'Anthony looks like he's going to be able to go, and the team miss anything by not really going the last three games?
We probably wouldn't have got him much on punt returner anyway. You know, maybe one more catch, maybe the whole time, but that's about it. So. He looked good in practice. He's looked good in practice every day. He's been out there catching balls and you know, hitting them like we like. So you know, he's an experienced guy. So he's bringing that year of experience back. So we're expecting some good things from him.
With a punt returner, especially, other than telling him to secure the ball and don't catch it at the one, is there anything you can teach him?
Sure. I mean, you know. Coverage-wise, how the gunners play, you know, which kind of leverage they have, and, you know, catch it, setting up, how to set up a block, how to set up your blocks. I mean, those things that we talk about. But in the end of the day, when he gets that ball in his hand, it's very instinctive. So he's got to let his instincts go.
But, Gabe, this is as good a time as I need to ask you this. 25 years ago, you were, I believe, on the sideline.
Yeah.
And I just... We're going to start thinking about what to say about that. It hasn't been said, but I don't think I've ever talked to you about it. Where were you? What were you doing? And what do you remember about
that? I was on the sideline. I was on the field. And, you know, at that time, I was a strength coach. So I wasn't a position coach. So I'm going to separate myself a little bit now. But really, I mean, really, we really didn't know. I mean, we just listened to the official said it was only fourth down. And we just went ahead with it. And, you know, and then after the play, it kind of hit us. You know, Mike Church was yelling.
I talked to Mike a couple years.
He's the one that knew. You know, yeah. this is fifth down. This is fifth down, and everybody, no, it's not. It's fourth down. You know, and then all of a sudden it was a kind of a fishy thing, and then we put it all together, and obviously it was too late then. But and, history.
And that's the only other part that I was going to ask you is there any way to get your arms around how that changed things? I mean, you guys had. You know, beating Arizona State.
It would have been a big win for us, obviously. You know, who knows what would have happened then, but, you know, it definitely would have changed their course of what happened with them, you know. But, you know, I talk to Eric Bieniemy all the time about it, you know, and we laugh about it now. But, I mean, it was history. It's kind of fun being part of history. You know, I wish I wasn't on that end of it, but.
What's Eric say about it?
Not much. He just, you know, he's, you know, they had a good team. They had a better team, yeah. Probably. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, the best team won.
Thanks,
when you look at it. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a good news, Dave.